The Navy thinks 3D printing can eliminate a wide range of challenges with its supply chain. The service is already testing the idea of using additive manufacturing technologies to build small spare parts on board ships on the fly as they're needed, rather than having to transport them from supply ships or distant warehouses. And one day, the service thinks the technology could even be able to build a small UAV at the press of a button. Carolyn Lambeth is a mechanical engineer for Combat Direction Systems activity at Dam Neck, Virginia. The warfare center there recently hosted an event called Print the Fleet to introduce sailors to 3D printing technology and its potential value to the Navy. And Carolyn joins us now. Hi there, Carolyn. Thanks for doing this. Welcome to Federal News Radio.
Hi, Jared.
And I want to talk more about the event that I just mentioned in just a minute. But first, can you fill us in a little bit on where we are in terms of the capabilities of 3D printing as the Navy sees it? I mean, we're probably a ways away from building airplane wings and UAVs, but what kind of things can you reliably manufacture right now?
Well, first, let me go into a bit of background on what Print the Fleet is. It's a joint project between us here at Combat Direction Systems Activity Dam Neck, Navy Warfare Development Command, Walter Reed National Military Medical Center, and the USS Essex. And our goal is to bring additive manufacturing, also known as 3D printing, to the U.S. Navy fleet. So right now, the Print the Fleet team can print parts on demand for sailors and also work with other organizations to solve any problems encountered along the way. So basically, it's a see a need, fill a need scenario. And sailors identify a needed part, and then engineers determine if we can print it successfully while keeping safety in mind. And here at Dam Neck, we can print in different thermoplastics, but other warfare centers can print in metal. And so once we or one of the other warfare centers prints a part, we can deliver it to the customer.
And what's kind of that mechanism for sailors to tell you, hey, I've got a great idea for something that may work in 3D printing? And how wide a net are you casting to kind of bring those ideas in?
Well, right now we're having customers email us at ptf@navy.mil. Again, that's PTF as in Print the Fleet at navy.mil. And we're open to lots of ideas. So if any of you listeners out there have an idea, you can email the Print the Fleet team at that email address.
And so how does it work? I mean, do you need to see, like, you know, a photograph of a part? Is that good enough? Do you need, you know, detailed CAD design specs before you can tackle something like this? Give me an example, if you can, of something that has come in as an idea and you've successfully executed with additive manufacturing.
Well, we can take it from a lot of different perspectives. So if a sailor has a specific part in mind that has a drawing or a CAD model of it, then we can take that model and very easily print it. But sometimes the sailor might not know exactly what kind of part they need, so they'll come to us and say, hey, we have this problem. Can you engineers come out to the ship, help us find a solution? So one example was there was these phone boxes on board a ship, and they were replacing them with newer phone boxes that had different holes in them for mounting purposes. And we just needed to make a bracket so that we could put up the new phone boxes. And so we went to the ship, took some measurements, printed it here at Dam Neck, and then took it out to them to make sure that when they finally created the metal bracket, that it fit fine. So that's just, you know, one example of what we've been doing.
How often are you, you know, making new things from scratch that don't already exist out there in the fleet versus making things with additive manufacturing that do exist, but are there that are cheaper and easier and more convenient to make this way? If that question makes sense.
Well, right now the Print the Fleet project is in the preliminary stages. Mm-hmm. So we're just making a couple of test parts. So we're not using too many of them in the field right now. It's more, okay, what's the potential that 3D printing has for the Navy?
You mentioned you're working mostly in plastics there right now at Dam Neck, but some other organizations can print in metal. How far down the road is that? And another thing I wonder about both the plastics and the metals is how durable are these parts? You know, how reliable are they compared to what you would find from a traditional casting or traditional manufacturing process?
Well, yeah, you're correct. Right here at Dam Neck, we're just working with the plastics. Other warfare centers have the metal capability. And so we'll probably see more of the plastic parts deployed first. Eventually, I think there will be printers on board ships, and that will likely be the plastic first, just because there's less issues with those, less support equipment needed type of thing. As far as the reliability of the parts, that's going to vary a lot from printer to printer. And some engineers are out there right now trying to figure out what qualifies a part.
Right. Well, one of the things that I have read that the Navy wants to do is eventually just basically have a digital database of parts that are that you're probably going to use more than once so that you can just download that, push print, and it's ready to go. Are you starting to move in that direction yet?
Yes, we are. That's part of this project as well. We have a preliminary database working right now, and we're working on adding parts to that and making it so that users can go to that site and order parts. Again, that's not operational right now, and that's why we have the ptf@navy.mil email address to request parts temporarily.
Right, and that's on the shore side. At some point, I think, though, the objective is to deploy 3D printers fairly broadly at sea so that people who are at sea can get parts and not have to fly them or take them onto a supply ship. How far along down that path are you guys?
Well, right now, again, we're just in the first couple stages, kind of testing to make sure that we can print out at sea. And I definitely see that happening soon. We just have to get the qualification part down, make sure everything is safe for the sailors.
What can you tell us about what some of the challenges are there? Why is it harder to print at sea than on a stable land-based platform?
Well, first of all, the ships will move around in the water, so it creates a stability issue. And something else to consider is also the humidity. That plays a large role in the quality of the printed part.
Interesting. Okay, so what else can you tell us about what actually happened at the event down there at Dam Neck a couple weeks ago in terms of people involved? What did they learn? What were the objectives?
Well, 2 weeks ago, we threw several workshops to find out what the maritime community wants to see printed. These workshops were considered the first ever Navy's Maker event. We received many great ideas, and we hope to use 3D printing to produce some of them. Some of the ideas that we got from there were creating training aids, simple things like buttons and handles that we can probably make now. And then after we get the qualification process figured out, some other parts we might be able to print are custom fit protective equipment, custom fit medical equipment such as splints, screws and washers, and recycled materials such as cups and trays, and the list is just endless.